Ron, every year, I'm sure, like most parts of the golf industry, they get challenging as you try to come up with the next greatest, latest, whatever. But in your line, it's a change of materials, it's a change of colors, it's different styles, it's appealing to not only the baby boomers, but I guess they call them the millennials or the Gen X type these days. And first of all, welcome back to Golfers on Golf, and tell us how the show's going so far.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. It's going well. Very pleased. Certainly, you go into a show with a number of objectives. Our number one objective this year was to show off a new display. This display was just christened. We cut the ribbon on Wednesday morning yesterday, and it's doing very well. Our other display lasted for 14 years, so we hope that this one will do the same thing so we can get our return on investment.
Well, tell us a little bit about your lines for 2018. I believe spring is out already. I don't know if summer is with us here, but what have you done to either accent the colors, change the styles, the patterns, or anything else that works in apparel?
Well, I think the biggest thing that is in this particular line, probably we could outline three areas. Number one is color. The colors this spring are more jewel tone, where a few years ago everything was very bright, kind of almost neon. That's all toned down. It's more jewel tone, some deep blues, some deep reds, which are very nice, very warm colors. From a collar perspective, the collar of the garment, for the number of years, the primary collar has been what is called a sewn-on knit. So it's the soft collar, as many people call it. But almost probably 60% of the line now has what is called a self-collar. In fact, the garment you're wearing, one of our styles, is a self-collar. What that means is that the collar is made from the same fabric as the shirt, as opposed to a different fabric that's sewn on. And the self-collars are a little cleaner, a little smaller, a little more tapered, and that seems to be a big trend. So that's very important. And then the third area is the continuation of the performance fabrics, the moisture management fabrics. And this year, most of our garments have a little spandex or a little bit more spandex in them that softens them and also gives tremendous flexibility and stretch when playing. So those would be the three objectives this year.
Ron, tell us about the increasing, shall we say, demand that you have to not only keep it colorful, keep it comfortable, keep it so that you can wear it on or off the golf course, and cool on the course on those hot, sticky days, and also something that if the temperature drops a couple degrees, you're not racing for the jacket in the side of your golf bag.
Right. Yeah, you know, obviously the polo shirt, the golf shirt is the primary product that you're going to find, but we've really expanded in the quarter zip, the pullover area. We do a number of weights, so you've got a lighter weight piece that you might wear on that summer day when you tee off early, and it's still a little nippy, and you can pull it off around noon, and you're in your golf shirt, and then say around 4 o'clock, you put that piece back on. So the quarter zip really has replaced the sweater. They're more functional, not as much maintenance. For a golf shop, they're easier to display because you can hang them. With sweaters, you have to fold and put them on a table. So that would be, you know, the area that we've seen a lot of growth in would be the quarter zips.
Have you seen any change in the, shall we say, the contrasting logo? A lot of golf shirts, there's some sort of logo on there, whether it's the club, whether it's the brand. A few years back, for a while, it seemed to be trendy to put black on black and brown on brown, but at some point, I think you ask yourself, if you're at a club and you're buying a shirt because it's a great golf course and you want that logo on there, why pay for it if nobody can see it?
Yeah, we're still seeing, you know, one of the things that differentiates Antigua from some of our competitors is that we do all of our own embroidery. We have a very large embroidery operation. Actually, as many as 10 to 15,000 pieces a day go through our plant. And the vast majority of products that we sell in our golf industry, the clubs are very proud to put their logo on the front of the garment. They want, you know, the member wants to be known that he's a member of Olympia Fields or whatever nice club it may be. And so decoration on the product for golf not only is great for the member, but it's great for the club and the pro because they can't get that down the street at the department store.
You know, Ron, when I talk to the club makers, they talk about how important it is to get the feedback from their tour players. I know that you've got different ambassadors on the different tours wearing Antigua. How important and how much stock do you put in what your players are telling you about their need to feel comfortable and be able to make their swing and do the things, because they're out there trying to make their living playing golf, and I'm sure what they wear is you know, probably just as important as what club they're hitting or what brand of golf ball they're playing?
Well, you know, we've actually gotten wonderful feedback from our tour players. We have had the great, you know, privilege since 2011 to design and develop the Solheim Cup uniforms for the American team. So we did them in 2011, 2013, 2015, and then recently in 17 when our girls won up in Des Moines. And because of that, our key designer in that area, Daniel Delios, has spent a lot of time with the players. And a lot of the players have been the same, you know, Stacey Lewis, Michelle Wee, Paula Creamer, etc. But there's always a variance of a player, and you're talking about taller girls, shorter girls, different bodies. So Danielle has gotten wonderful feedback in developing uniforms that are actually going to be used in competition. And so it's helped her, I think, to not only have a great eye that she's always had, but to learn more about making sure that all these garments fit a wide variety of bodies. So that feedback's been good for us.
It's easy to sit here and talk golf shirts per se, but as you mentioned, sometimes when you're out on the course, maybe you start in the morning, it's a little cooler, and then you're peeling it off. Just talk about the aspect of sort of creating different layers of clothing that people can wear and put on or put off during the course of maybe a four-plus-hour golf round if the weather changes a little bit.
Well, for sure. I mean, like we said earlier, you know, there's the basic golf shirt, but a lot of times, depending on the weather, and we all know that in the Illinois marketplace, the weather is, you know, if you want it to change, just wait a couple of minutes because it will. You know, I get the good pleasure of going up and playing golf in Oregon every year. We play at Bandon Dunes. And so you always see a unique amount of weather there. You see wind, you see rain, then all of a sudden the sun's there and it'll warm up. So having a variety of layers, I found that were very important for me in playing there. So I have a lighter weight polyester Desert Dry t-shirt that I can wear under my polo shirt for those early morning rounds. And if it gets really chilly, then I can, over the top of my polo shirt and that t-shirt, I can have a quarter zip. Hopefully it doesn't get any worse than that. But then at some point in time, that quarter zip comes off, and I'm still very comfortable with the golf shirt and the t-shirt, you know, as the cover underneath.
All right, so your spring line is about to launch for 2018?
No, actually, we've launched the spring line. Our salespeople in the Midwest, the Northeast, et cetera, have been selling the product all fall. In the golf industry, we call it the fall run. Our golf salesmen in Illinois, for example, would be calling on all the clubs, showing the product, booking orders for spring. And so he's been writing orders, he and she, the Millspa team, have been writing orders for, you know, since September probably, maybe even August, you know, booked to be shipped in the March and April timeframe. And here at the show, we see a lot of those same customers coming in and going, okay, I know I've got this for spring, but now I need this tournament taken care of. My member guest is coming up at this time. I forgot to take care of some of my staff. I need some staff stuff. So this becomes a time frame at the show where we're writing spring orders, we're changing and altering spring orders, and we're taking a lot of orders for tournaments and that kind of thing.
So is there a summer line that follows the spring line?
Yes. You know, we have a smaller little collection that will be available starting May 1. We do have that in the booth, so that gives us a little newness during that short summer. You know, everybody charges for summer, and then it's really short. You know, June, July, and August is not very long because our next big line comes out again really basically September 1 to September 15. So we have a little hedge line, you know, a little smaller line, but it's beautiful. And it's been well received, and we're writing orders for it as well.
Tell us where people find you online, the website, social media, things like that. If you're just looking to order some shirts, or you're a club that says, hey, we need to get the right product in our apparel section here in the pro shop.
Well, you know, obviously the first thing we always say is go to your golf shop, your favorite golf retailer, your, you know, at the club or whatever, to find Antigua. If you're looking to look at our entire line and you want to buy Antigua blank without that club logo, you can go to Antigua.com, and on Antigua.com there's an area called Shop Dot, Antigua.com that shows all the products, and it's a retail site, so you're able to peruse, you know, all the products that are available. We look forward to having you visit our website.